Turn with us in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 9. Nehemiah, chapter number 9, verse number 1. He said, "Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord, their God, 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God." Jump over for the sake of time to verse 25, and the Bible says, And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testifieth against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. Therefore, thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them in the time of their trouble. When they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testifieth against them that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dwelt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testifieth against them by thy spirit in thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the land. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore our God, the great and mighty and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us, on our kings and our princes, on our priests and on our prophets and on our fathers and on all thy people since time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, or our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened thy commandments and thy testimonies wherewith thou didst testify against them. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof, and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us, because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant, write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it." I won't preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. I think I'll just go with God. As we look at this and we see the time of this thing, and we go back and we look at it and we see the time when Ezra would preach. The Bible said he stood upon a pulpit of wood and he preached. And it was the first of this seventh month. And I got to thinking on that. I got thinking about how the people, how he had stood upon that pulpit of wood, and he had preached the precious things of God, and he had preached them the truth right out of the book. He had told them what thus says the Word of God, and the Bible said then he would give the understanding so that they could understand what God Almighty was saying to them individually. I'm glad tonight, Brother Junior, that we serve an individual God. He's an individual's God tonight, and he'll speak to our hearts, and he'll tell us what we need to know. Amen. He'll give us that encouragement. He'll give us that we need to stir in our hearts. Praise God when we need stirring. And if there's ever been a time that God's people need stirring, it's in the day, in the hour that we live. People's getting complacent. And I want to say, God's got a way of shaking you out of complacency. He's got a way of getting your attention. And as you look around the world today, around our country today, you see all the things that's happening. You see what happened over in Nashville just this the other day, how that tornado come through and just ripped and tore up. I said, I believe even as we speak tonight, there's still 30-some people unaccounted for, thrown out of their homes, and they was found clinging in trees and different things, trying to survive it. And you see, people, it's coronavirus. It's all over the place. They thought they could contain it. And I want to say, they ain't no containing it, because God Almighty is about sick with all the things that's happening around this world today. He's tired of people looking over him and past him and looking to everything else and forgetting to remember who God is. Amen. I'm glad every day, Brother Rex, God reminds me of who He is. Amen, praise God. Every time I get up, praise God. You know, to say, get up, have the aches and the pains. Amen, and have to move and waller around to try to get going. Amen, glory to God. I realize, praise God, who God is. Amen. May fearfully made and created has put us here. But boy, I tell you what, I realize right quick, every morning I get up, I ain't God. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God. And a God that's real, but I realize I ain't a God. Amen. I realize what God is, who God is. I realize what God's able to do. And the Bible teaches here, He said that they'd been listening, the old Amos over there preaching the gospel to them, and they gave the understanding. I called them to understand what God was trying to say to them. And He brought them to this place here, and they come again 24 days later. Amen. Glory be God. Now listen, they done went back to Jerusalem. They done builded the walls. Praise God. The work was finished. And I believe that's what they thought. They'd come to a place, if we ain't very careful, we do the same thing. We come to a place where we think the work is finished. Amen. God help us, young. Hey, listen, the work ain't finished. We go home. Talked to an older fella the other day, and he said, preacher said, yes, I used to. He said, he ain't able to go to church and stuff. Now he said, boy, I used to be able to go and be in church and praise God and all this. And he was acting like, Brother Jeff, that was a thing of the past. I said, well, glory be to God. I said, brother, don't quit now. He said, well, I ain't able to do much. I said, yeah, but praise God. Just do what you can. Amen. Glory to God. That's all God asks tonight. If we'll just stay with Him and just do all we can. Amen. Amen. You know what happens? You know why stuff like this happens? Because a lot of times we don't do what we can when we can. Amen. Amen. He said, I wish I'd have done more. I said, don't we all? Amen. He said, now I'm not able. Praise God. I said, well, just do what you can. Amen. For the glory of God. Just keep doing what you can. So we see this. Praise God. I think I'm just going to stay with God, ain't you? Amen. Praise God. Just stay with the Lord. Praise God. He's that better part. Okay. Amen. Praise God. If I was a young, hey, listen, you young people. Amen. Trinity Miles. Hey, just get in there and stay with God. Amen. Start now and just stay with God. That way you won't look back and have regrets. Amen. Just tell everybody you see. Just start telling everybody you see about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about your Savior. Tell them about what He's done for you. Praise God. Get up every day just lifting up the Savior, giving Him glory for the very breath that you breathe. I tell you what, that's contagious. Amen. Praise God. He'll change people that's around you. Their focus will be different. Their vocals will be different. Amen. Things will begin to change. Praise God. Where you are. You say, preacher, I'd like to have change. Praise God. Just be that change. Amen. Praise God. Just be that change. Just set yourself up. Praise God. To praise the Lord. With a determination in your heart. Praise God. Today I'm going to do something for Jesus. Amen. You know what that is? All you got to do is just mention His name. Amen. That's a name. The Bible said that name won't go out void. Amen. But praise God, it'll find a rooting and a settling place down in the hearts of the mind of some soul. They'll take it home with us. Hey, they may not want to hear it today, Miles, but praise be to God, tomorrow or the next day, that's the Holy Ghost of God. Find them in some place where they'll need something. And they'll say, what about that God that little boy was telling me about? And boy, God, son of God, it began to stir down in their soul. I believe that's what happened here. I can see the building was finished. The people had got complacent. They thought they didn't really need God no more. Everything was working out so good. Everything was going great. The homes was being built. They was being established. They had everything they needed. Didn't think they had a need for anything in the world. And they forgot to remember God. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we'll do the same thing. We'll get so prosperous and so blessed that we'll forget to leave. We'll forget to put Him in. We'll leave Him out. But the Bible said that they got here on the 24th day of the 7th month. Amen. They said in the 24th day of that month, which 7th month, He said, children of Israel, assemble and fast and clothe in sackcloth and earth upon their heads. Amen. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all the strangers. It was a time of separating. Amen. Wouldn't it be good if we had a time of separating? He said, preacher, you mean we're supposed to get away from the people of this world? No, we're supposed to get away from the things of this world. Supposed to get away from the sin of this world. The things that were so easy to beset us in this world. Amen. They got away from them and said, and stood and confessed their sins. Now watch this. They didn't say, you know my neighbor, Lord. Hello. You know my neighbor. You know how wicked he is. Sorry, no account rascal scum of the earth. You know, no. Amen. Hey, praise God. Their neighbor wasn't on their heart. Praise God. They said they confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Amen. Something was a-moving, Brother Jeff. Something was happening to these people. Amen. He said they stood up in their place. Amen. Well, ain't it good to have a place? Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we got a place. Amen. I'm glad. When the door of church, it's good to see Brother Rex sitting over here in his place. Amen. It's good to see you sitting in your place. Brother Lynn, praise God. Brother Junior, it's good to see you sitting in your place. Hey, I want to say glory to God. We've all got a place.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, Pastor, I look back there and don't see you. Praise God. I miss you. Because there's a place. There's a place that's empty. Amen. We come together to worship and serve God together. Unity, praise God, what makes it special.
Amen.
Hey, I can worship God at my house. Amen. I hope I do. I hope you do. But praise God, we come together in unity to worship God in His house, praise God, and every one of us have a place.
Amen.
And now our place isn't assigned. Amen. Amen. The place isn't signed, amen. Hey, if somebody comes in this coming Sunday and they come in before Rex sets in his place, he won't get mad. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said he won't get upset. Amen. Praise God. They'll move back one up, one over one. Praise God and be glad they're there. Amen. And praise God, somebody comes in to worship with us, but the Bible said they separate themselves for God's glory. Amen. They come together. And they stood in their place. About time we had some people that stand in their place. He said they read in the book of the law of the Lord. Now I want you to watch this. I got a hold of this. I said, glory be to God. I don't want to ever hear anybody talk about me being long-winded. Amen. Praise God. I ain't long-winded. You just got short religion. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. He said they stood in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God. 1/4 part of the day. Amen. Now their day was divided into 4 parts. 6 hours per part. Amen. So the man of God got up and began to read the Word of God. Amen. And said they stood there for 6 hours while he read the Word of God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I bet it was quiet as a church mouse. Hey, little old young'uns wasn't even fidgeting around, praise God. Things was a-working, God. God was a-moving. He was a-touching. He was trying to show them the love of God one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said he stood for a fourth part of the day, 6 hours while the man of God's reading the Word. Can you imagine how much you could read out of the Word of God in 6 hours? Amen. Praise the Lord. You could cover some things. Amen. I believe they did. I believe I got the covered and a hit in some things. Because look what happens. He said another fourth part of the day, another 6 hours. They confessed, amen, and worshiped the Lord their God. Amen. 6 hours they stood there and they said, read on, man of God. Preach on, man of God. Give us the word, man of God. Touch our hearts, man of God. Amen, glory. They said, hey, go ahead. Give it to us, praise God. And when it's all said and done, then they began to fall on their face. And they said, oh God, forgive us sinners. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses. Oh God. And for 6 hours, they confessed. The thing, hey, I wonder how long it'd take us youngins to confess our sins for God. So, preacher, I'm not a sinner. There's one. Amen. So they begin to confess their sins before God. But notice what happens after they confess their sins. Amen. After they finish. After they finish confessing their sins, what do they do? What? Worship God. You know why we can't worship God? Because we come with sin in our lives. We come with little things that's in front of, little things that's hindering, little things that's holding us back, little things keep us from worshiping, coming before the throne of God, keep us from coming for the presence of God. Amen. Sometimes we'll go out here just as cold as we come in. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Look at me right quickly. It ain't God's fault. Amen. It ain't the Word's fault. If you come out cold and you go out cold, it's your fault. Amen. I pray God, we'll come in, we'll confess our sins, and we'll try to take the Word of God, soak it up, absorb it up, praise God, apply it to our own lives. We can go out of here shouting and rejoicing, praising the Lord. Amen. Go out of here with a whole cart full of blessings. Amen. Praise God. So we see God begin to tell them, and they begin to pray, and they begin to confess, and they begin to worship. Amen. Lift up God. Amen. Then the man of God begins to tell us a story. He begins to tell a story about how God brought him out. He can't begin to tell about the magnificent hand of an almighty God. Amen, glory. Hey, can you imagine how all the folks are sitting there? I believe they soak here tonight if I got to tell you about the magnificent works of God, the goodness of my God, what He's done for me in my life, what He's done for this church and this community and people all around. We could get to bragging on God, get to tell and testifying about it, and we have people all over the place saying, glory be God, I know that. Amen. I remember that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get to rejoicing in God. They get to praising the Lord. They get to telling all the things that God's done, how God brought them out, how He called Abram out of the Ur of the Chaldees, praise God, and how He brought them out before the people, and how he was faithful before God, and God used him in a mighty way. Amen. Amen. How they were called up down in Egypt, how God Almighty brought them out with a mighty arm. He heard their cries by reason of their taskmaster, praise God. And He reached down in there, praise God, by old Moses, glory to God, and brought them out of Egypt. Yeah, amen. Praise God. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about a miracle working God. A miraculous God, praise God. Now listen to me. He ain't changed not one whit. Not a bit from a time, praise God, when we first hear about Him in Genesis 1, praise God, till the day and hour, He'll never change, praise God. He's immutable, He'll never change. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I think I'll just go with God.
Amen.
He said He brought them out of there, brought them up to the Red Sea. The old Pharaoh's army was pressing hard on them, water in front of them. Amen, nowhere to go, and Pharaoh's army behind them. What are they going to do now? I mean, you know what you do in times like that? You just look up, praise God, and say, oh God. Amen. Say, oh God. What are you going to do now? Have you got me here? Have you brought me this far? I'm a following you, God. You've led me to here, praise the Lord. What are you going to do now, God? Amen. You know, preacher, I wouldn't talk to God like that. Why? He's my heavenly Father, praise God. He knows what I need, amen. And if I'm going to, hey, if I've got a need, I'm going to ask Him just like I would of my father.
Amen.
Amen. What are you going to do for me? What are you going to do now? I'm in a mess. Help! Abba, Father! Amen. Praise God. God said He parted the Red Sea and they went across dry, shod on dry ground. Praise the Lord. Hey, glory, praise the Lord. What a blessing it was. He said, thou didst divide the sea before them. Amen. They went across. That's the God I'm talking about tonight. I believe I'll just go with God. Sounds to me like He's able to work in every situation.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's overcome every obstacle. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, He brought them through. So they was in the wilderness that they overcome. Now He said, thou led us them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, and gave them light in the way wherein they should go. That sounds like my God, amen. Praise God. He'll light the way that we need to go, and that light is none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise God. My Savior shows me the way. My Savior lights it for me. My Savior, the Savior's that illuminating figure, praise God, that shows me where I need to be.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God He's there to illuminate the way. Amen. Ain't you glad you serve that same God?
Amen.
Bless His holy name. He said, there came us down also upon Mount Sinai and spake us with them from heaven and gave us them right judgments and true law, good statutes and commandments. Amen. Praise God. And made us known unto them thy holy Sabbath and commandest them precepts, statutes and laws by the hand of Moses, thy servant. Amen. God said, I give. He handed them down from heaven. God come down, praise God, come down to where we was and gave us the law, give us directions how to proceed. Praise God. Amen. God is merciful, full of blessings. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 15, look what He says. I'm talking about the mercy of God, the goodness of God. He said, and gave us them bread from heaven for their hunger. Amen. They got out there, got their mom and complained, didn't have nothing to eat. They said, what are we going to do now, Moses? Out here in the wilderness, you brought us out here to die. Amen. That's what they said. Said, what are we going to eat out here in the wilderness? Would we was back in Egypt, them good leeks and garlics and spicy things that make you stink, make you rank, make you smell in the nostrils of God. And then all of a sudden, praise God, there was manna. Manna from above. Rained down manna. Praise God, every morning, praise God, it was fresh. It was like the dew on the grass. Amen, glory. He said, it's manna. He said, what is it? He said, manna. I know. What is it? It's manna. Amen. What is it? Praise God. He said, you go out and you gather it up. Just praise. And you talk about the teaching them to put their trust in God. Now listen to me. You go out and sometimes you get in this world, you get the work, and sometimes it seems like the works are slowing down. Things ain't coming in like they would. Amen. But God told us, hey, praise God, you'll just go back. And when you get the feeling like that, just go back over there and read about the manna, praise God. Just go ahead and take what you got today, trusting God, amen, to give you what you'll need tomorrow. Amen. And He'll supply the need for today. He'll supply it. And he said on that sixth day, He said, get a double portion, amen, for the Sabbath. Amen. Sometimes God just give you a double portion, praise God, on purpose. But He gave them that manna from above. I'm talking about the mercies of God and the almighty power of an almighty God. That's a God. Hey, that's a God we serve. So God fed them, and then they said, you know, this old bread's pretty dry. Be nice if we had a little something to wash it down with. Amen. Ain't that how we are? Amen. I was thinking the other day, I was working, and while I was working, I thought, well, I'll just grab me a peanut butter cracker, popped it in my mouth while I was working. I got a little waste from my water bottle. Amen. And I got to tell you, I thought I was going to die before I get back around there to that thing. Amen. It's like that cracker just, Brother Jeff, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. Amen. In my mouth. I thank God. Sometimes that's what the children of God, God did. God over there, they got to eating that manna. Amen. Got to, praise God. God was a blessing them. And God was a helping them. That the more they eat it, praise God, the more they realize that they needed something else for their substance. He's more than just bread. But praise God, it's that water of life that they needed, praise God, to wash down that bread. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said it. He gave some bread from heaven for their hunger and brought us forth water from them from some old rock. That's not what it says. He said he brought forth water for them. He brought forth water for them out of the rock. Amen. Praise God. He said it wasn't just any rock that was a way. Hey, glory. He said it wasn't just any rock that was with them out there in the wilderness. Praise God. He said they was the rock that was in the wilderness. Praise God. And when they smitten that rock, out come water. Amen. Talking about the power of an almighty God. Satisfied their hunger. Satisfied or gave them what they needed. Amen. But what did they do? Before long, they began to murmur and complain. Again. They turned their back on God. Again. Amen. He said, but they and our father dealt proudly and hardened their necks. Verse 16, and hearkened not unto my commandments. I believe. Now, I'm not. How was it he said? One of them politicians said we need more manner between their ears. I'm one of those people probably need some more matter between my ears. I'm not the sharpest tack in the box. Amen. But I got enough sense to realize, praise God, if God is supplying my need and God's a helping me and God's a taking care of me and God's a loving me, praise God, in so many ways I like about all of them, praise God, I'm just going to stay with God. But the Bible said first thing they did, amen, he gave them, he brought them out, he brought them up, he gave them everything they needed for the situation where they was at, but yet they hardened their hearts and they hardened their necks, amen, and they forgot the commandments of God. And refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders which thou didst among them. Amen. They forgot about what God done. You know what? I say, Lord, I need you to help me to remember. Never forget the day that you saved me by your marvelous grace. Amen. But Jeff, if I lose my mind tomorrow, and I'm getting close, but if I lose my mind tomorrow, praise God, I pray every day, God, please don't let me forget who you were and where you brought me from. Amen. Help me to remember. You know what? He will. Yeah, preacher, how do you know that? Because I've seen people sitting over at the nurse at home, didn't know who they were, didn't know who their wife was, didn't know who their family was, didn't know their children. But praise God, you get to preaching or singing in the Holy Ghost and they knew who God was. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, I think I'll just go with God. Praise the Lord. When times get hard, praise God, He promised He'd be right there with us. Amen. They seen the power of God, but they forgot who He was. They forgot His power, His graciousness. Amen. And their rebellion, appoint a captain, return them into bondage. That's kind of what we're looking to do today. Hello? Amen. That's what we're looking to do today. Praise God, we're blessed, we're prosperous. For God's blessed this place, this United States, where we live better than any other nation. Where I won't say it's still the best place in the world to live. Amen. But we got people that like to put us in bondage. Amen. Put us in bondage. Praise God. I say I don't want to be bound. Praise God. I want to be loose. You say, how do you get it? How do you survive? Praise God. Without that bondage, praise God. You put your faith in God Almighty, who give us a place to live and love and worship Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you get that, you get a good dose to that. Amen. You won't want what everybody else has got. You get the best part, and you won't want seconds. Amen. I don't want what man's got. Amen. I want what God's got. It's the better part. It'll bless your heart. It calls you, it gives you something to shout about. Amen. Said God was, but even in that, look how merciful God is. God was ready to pardon. Verse 17. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsook them not. Should have. Could have. But He didn't. Amen. I wonder how many times God could have, should have, but He didn't forsake you. But we've been right there, praise God. Amen. And they made him, the Bible said they made him a molten calf, put out there, and they said, hey, this is the God that brought us up out. How foolish was that? But if we ain't careful, we'll do the same thing. We'll put something up there before God and we'll chase after it. We'll take off after it. I pray God when we ought to just stay with God. I don't know about you, I think I'll just stay with God. He's that more sure attitude. He's more sure praise God. It's a more sure praise that He has for us. Amen. Got a direction to go now. Amen. But we see that. See God as He begins to bless, and they begin to turn their backs on. He said He brought them out of Egypt, so they walked and they wandered for 40 years. He said their clothes didn't wax old, and their feet didn't swell up. Amen. They swelled not. Amen. Listen to me. You go work somewhere, and you stand on your feet for 8 or 10 hours, 12 hours. When you get home, your shoes is tight. You know, mine ain't like that, preacher. You just wait a year or two. It's coming. Amen. Your circulation slows down. Your feet get to hurting more and more. Amen. You come home. You can't wait to get them shoes all propped up because your feet's hurting. Your feet's sore. But he said, praise God, they went 40 years and their clothes never waxed old. Their shoes never wore out. And their feet never swelled. Amen. I think I'll just stay with God.
Amen.
If He can do that for them, He can do it for me. Praise God. But they began to turn their back on God. Verse 25, I'll hurry along. He said, they took strong cities and ate a fat land. They possessed houses full of all good. Now look at this. Now pay attention here. This was stuff that was already there. Amen. Are you hearing me? They didn't have to go out and build houses. They didn't have to go out and plant orchards. They didn't have to go out and plant vineyards and olive yards. Praise God. God brought them into a land of plenty, praise God. Or they didn't have to do nothing but come in and take that God offered them. I want to say tonight, young'uns, I'm headed to the same place. I'm headed to a place where there's nothing lacking, praise God. Where my God's already set it up. He's set the table. He's made a promise. Praise God, one day, little Charles, He's going to bring us together for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Into a place that's already prepared. Praise His holy name. Houses and vineyards and wells digged. Vineyards and olive orchards. Olive yards and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in Thy God's great goodness. Amen. You say, boy, preacher, wouldn't that be nice? Yes, it is. Amen. It is right now, praise God. I'm rejoicing in God's goodness, praise God, right now. Amen. Poured out in abundance, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, He's good to us. Gives us in abundance. But the Bible says, nevertheless, they were disobedient, rebelled against Thee, cast Thy law behind their backs, slew Thy prophets, testified against them, and turned them to Thee. And they wrought great provocations, but God. Amen. They deserved what they got, didn't they? Amen. We did too. We deserved what we got, but God. Amen. He gives them blessings instead of justice that they deserve. Amen. They took full advantage of what God had given them, but they forgot to give God praise and praise God and just stay with God. Amen. Just imagine if they had just stayed God, them blessings would have just kept coming. God would have kept taking care of them. God kept giving them that they needed. But they turned about. Amen. The first thing people want to do is get away from God. Amen. Get real prosperous. Well, I don't need God no more. They forsake God, forsake the church, forsake God's people. Off they go. Amen. Don't look back until God's a nudge them. God's trying to get their attention, but He won't pay no attention. Amen. But God began to get their attention. God's great mercy was bestowed upon them. Amen. The Bible said it was manifold mercies was poured out upon them. That word manifold means the mercy, the goodness of diverse kinds. Different kinds of mercy, different kinds of grace, different kinds of goodness, different kinds of kindness that God showed to them. He said they was manifest mercies of God. They didn't deserve it, but God just kept coming back, time after time after time when they deserted Him and forsook Him and quit His commandments and His law and went their own way. God in His mercies come to where they were. Different, diverse things, praise the kindnesses of God, delivered to them. Verse 19, yes, He said, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsakest them not in the wilderness. Amen. With different kinds of mercies, many in number, is what that word means. Praise God. It means in Hebrew, the multiplied mercies of God. Amen. They deserted Him, but He kept giving them the multiplied mercies time after time after time. Amen. You know where that comes from? That comes from love. Amen. It comes from the love of God. He gave them the manifold mercies of God. Look at verse 27. He said, therefore thou deliverest them in the hand of the enemies, do vex them in the time of their trouble. And they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy what? Manifold mercies. Thou gavest them Saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. He said, in the time of disaster, time of destruction, time of turmoil, they cried out to God. Amen. His manifold mercies, His variety of mercies, His kindness, His many multiplied tender things from God, He manifests to them. Amen. I wonder how many times we failed, come short of God, but yet He's poured His mercies out upon us. Give us the mercy, showed us the mercies of God. Verse 28 said, but after they had rest. Now God's brought them out by Saviors. I'm glad God brought me out by a Savior. Amen. Ain't you glad for the Savior tonight? Amen. Praise God. He said, but after they had rest, God brought them out. They did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from where? Heaven. And many times didst thou deliver them according to thy manifold mercies of God. There they are again. When they come to themselves and they cried out to God, praise God, He manifested His mercies to His people. Amen. I was thinking about the other day in my study, oh, how many times God's been merciful to me. Amen. Merciful to me, a sinner. It would take many times that I've turned my back on Him, that went away from Him for a while. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell that. Amen. You have too. You're just not honest with God. No, you're not honest with yourself. But praise God, manifold mercies of God, those wide variety of mercies was there for me. And praise God, He reached to where I was, called me, and wooed me back. Praise God, back into the fold. Amen. Verse 31, He says, nevertheless, in verse 30 he says, yet many years didst thou forbear them and testified against them by thy spirit, in thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Amen. He said, hey, he didn't give them the whooping and the beating they did. He let them go in the hands of taskmasters and others. But praise God, when they cried out to God, when they cried, have a father, praise God, He heard from the portals of glory and He showed mercy. Amen. The manifold mercies of God, amen. Those diverse kinds of mercies, those numerous kinds of mercies, those multiplied mercies of God, He showed unto His people. I don't know about you tonight, young, but I think I'll just go with God. Amen. I think I'll just stay with God. Seems to me He's that better part. Amen. The man, praise God, whenever I need Him, He's always been there. Amen. When I've cried, Abba, Father, praise God, He's reached down to where I was. Touched me in every situation. Amen. Delivered me out. There's been times, honest to goodness, my life, there's been times I thought, Lord, why am I in such a mess? Lord, why are you not taking me out? Why are you making me go through this? Amen. But you know what happened? What I found out? Praise God, when me and Him got on the other side, amen, He said, this is why. He said, because in this time, praise God, he said, we had the sweetest fellowship we had had in a while. Amen. Amen. Praise God, that's fellowship sweet when you're in a valley of trouble, ain't it? Amen. Seems like you're out of ball by yourself. Seems like things ain't getting no better. Seems like the picture keeps getting dimmer and darker every day. But praise God, thank God for the manifold blessings of God. Thank God for the manifold, those various kind, different manners of God's mercy upon us every day. I don't know about you, praise God. Having known all that, I think I'll just go with God. Amen. I think I'll just finish my course with my God. What about you? Amen. You know, Israel got back, they got things right with God whenever they bowed their head and they prayed and they sought God's face. Amen. They got to a place where they wasn't, where they liked the Word of God. They were willing to listen to the Word of God and heed the Word of God. And they got to confess, praise God, their sins. And they got to worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, praise. Why? Because the manifest mercies of God was extended to them one more time. You know what they did? They come out of their shout and they said, glory to God, I think we'll just go with God. Amen. But you know, there's an old devil in the world out there that tried to discourage us. He'll try to pull us back. He'll try to discourage and try to hold us back, try to push us back, try to hold us down. But praise God, I want to tell you tonight, young, if you'll decide in your heart tonight that you're just going to go with God, amen, make it the priority one in your life, praise God, that you prefer just every day, amen, every day wake up and say, Lord, what are we going to do today? Amen. What are we going to do, God, that my life will bring glory and honor to your name? Lord, I want you to help me in ever where I go and everything I say. Amen. I want to be a stepping stone for the glory of God. Help me, oh Lord, not to be a stumbling. You know, somebody, every time they failed, I thought about this yesterday, every time they failed is because they was a stumbling block put in their way. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to be no stumbling block. Amen. Praise God. If somebody is marching on, praise God, I want to be the one that's be a stepping stone to them, where they can, a place where they can put that next foot. Amen. Even if they have to step on me, that they can get closer to God. Bless His holy name. I think I'll just go with God. What about you?